Today is, I'm sorry, ma'am, are you ready?
I am now.
Okay. I didn't know if it was on. I apologize.
No problem.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today is August 29th, 2023. It is now 10:02. Opening prayer. Would you like to lead us in prayer, sir?
Heavenly Father, we just ask you to be in the midst of our conversations today, and you guide us to the decisions that you want made for this township. You lead us, Father. And the way you want this township to be led. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Mr. Horn, will you lead us in the pledge?
Yeah, this hasn't always been here, has it?
What is this?
Okay.
We had to move it because we had a big meeting.
Oh, okay.
It was here on Thursday night for y'all's meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So what did we say this was for?
It used to be over there.
It was sitting over here, but we had a larger meeting.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like so Marcy folks or something came, and we had to move it to make space. That's all.
Okay. If I could have a roll call, please, ma'am, when you have ready.
John?
Here.
Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Ralph?
Yeah, that was a year.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any old business, new business. Approve resolution for the purchase of the ballistic shields for the police department.
Yes, sir. I have those for
you. Okay, go ahead.
The first is resolution 2023-179. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriation number 10 for the period commencing January 1, 2023 and ending December 31st, 2023. And whereas it is necessary to provide for the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending December 31st, 2023, section one, the sums presented in Exhibit A, hereto attached, B, and the same is hereby set aside and appropriated for several purposes for which expenditures are to be made for and during the year ending December 31st, 2023, and it's $11,000 being appropriated from the American Rescue Plan for the purpose of the ballistic shield for the police, and I will read that. You want me to read that resolution now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Well, we need to agree on the supplemental first.
Yes.
Okay.
So, if there's no further questions for the supplemental for the ballistic shield, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Okay, it's actually supplemental number 10 is what we're approving.
Okay, supplemental number 10.
Okay, so John, you put it on the table and James, you seconded?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so it's John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Just verify something here, John.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, folks.
Then resolution 2023-180, it's a resolution approving the purchase of 4 compact response shields. Be resolved at the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the appropriation of ARP funds not to exceed $12,000 specific to the purchase of 4 compact response shields from the Armor Research Company for the Township Police Department, and we have an exhibit for the cost of the shields attached.
That's my phone. Sorry, guys.
I would ask for a second on motion.
I will second that. I'll second that. There's something I'd like to discuss after this, so about safety for the police.
Okay. And if I could have a roll call.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Robin, I do have one question. When Jeff set the appropriations up, he had $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay with the resolution that says not to exceed
$12,000? And not to exceed $12,000, what we can do is, because originally the discussion at the first meeting last Thursday was not to exceed $11,000. That's one of my notes. So that's what I told Jeff. But if it is not to exceed 12, if there needs to be a cushion, because the resolution says not to exceed 12, we still have the ability to move dollars.
Perfect.
Okay. Without doing a supplemental.
Perfect.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you.
While we're waiting, while Ralph's looking over and waiting, I would like to ask the board to consider, I'm getting a price, but they're called Guardians. They're bigger than a business card, but they have strobing lights that you can put, they put them on their shoulders or on their hats. They can use them as a flashlight, or they have blue flashing lights that they can keep track of one another on a pursuit, or on a traffic stop, they can have them on both shoulders and light them up, and it gives them extra protection at night for traffic stops.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I know they're selling them I know they're selling them individually for $100 a piece. I'm in contact waiting to hear back from the company to see if they won't give us a break on like 15 or 20 of them.
Are they rechargeable?
Yeah, they're rechargeable.
Yeah, I mean, if it's reasonable, I'd definitely go over there.
Yeah. So you're working to get a quote?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw in some of those riots there, they were having, well, not riots, but down at the University of North Carolina there. I mean, you saw every kind of equipment there they had. And I was pretty amazed at some of the equipment. They had hundreds. I mean, they must have had 500 law enforcement officers there. Boy, that's crazy now.
Next on the new business is Royal Cigar Lounge liquor permit. Sir, you want
to? I will speak on that. Okay. Royal Cigar Lounge has had a liquor permit for since they've opened. They have failed. Their administrative lady forgot to file the paperwork, and they have asked us if we would sign a letter stating that we don't have a problem with them operating in the township. They have revoked their license until the hearing on September 6th.
So what would it be we would be doing?
Just saying that they're an upstanding, you know, that we don't have a problem with them operating in the township.
So just a support letter, basically.
Support letter, basically. Yeah. They asked me.
Because we've had no problem with them.
There's never been an issue. I think the cops has been there because of transients, but there's been no fights, no underage drinking. Steve and myself have had meetings over there.
Are they able to continue to operate as such?
They're operating in the capacity right now of just selling cigars.
Okay, that hurts.
Yeah.
So you need to tell them that that's one of the most important things they do. Whoever's in charge of
keeping
up that permit.
Oh yeah. Oh, I talked to the owner.
Did you?
Yeah, he's the one that called me.
Yeah, I saw
thousands of dollars.
Yes.
I mean, if they revoke those things and stuff, boy, I'll shut you down.
Yeah.
You can't operate, and you can't afford to buy another one either.
Okay. So who would you want the letter support addressed to?
I would say the liquor board.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to make a motion that we send a letter of support in regards to Royal Cigar Lounge for their liquor permit as they try to get it renewed. Uh-huh. If there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second that. Ralph did.
Okay. All right, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Next on the list is police Facebook page.
Before Mr. Horn had some concerns about that, I just want to let the board know that I was on the phone texting back and forth with the police department, and they would like to hold off on having this discussion until they can have a representative here.
Okay.
So I told them that I would bring that up in this meeting.
Okay.
So if you're all agreeable to that, maybe at our next meeting we could have a
conversation.
Police department.
It.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Well, a lot of things could happen between now and next meeting. That's the only concern that I have, really. I mean, it's just like we're just throwing it out there on.
Okay.
And I don't know the legality of the thing.
Well, we're meeting next Thursday.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, I guess we can do that.
Okay. Cost for paper copy regards public records request.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read that again. Cost for paper copy regards public records request. The cost for the paper, I guess.
Is yes, sir. What we did, we get public records requests, and we don't have a definitive fee that we charge the public. For example, like a black and white copy.
Is nickel or whatever.
Or a colored copy. So we were discussing this yesterday amongst the employees, and we felt, and again, we don't have anything definitive that tells us what to charge. So we felt, based on what the cost of paper is, based on what the service is for the copier, that if it's a black and white copy, I think a nickel would suffice.
Yeah, because right now it's 25 cents.
Yeah, that's the last thing we found, 25 cents per sheet.
But have we counted into the fact of the cost of whoever it is looking up the...
Can't charge labor.
That's they're already here. It's taxpayer dollars paying for the labor.
And the Ohio Revised Code said we cannot. Yeah, we can only charge for the cost of the actual copy.
That's why I'm asking.
No, just
well,
letting you know.
I said a nickel. I was just guessing a nickel because that's what I paid before.
You had that as a good?
Anywhere else that you've done
that's
a record request.
That's about what the charge comes to the print shop there in Grove City when I got a copy.
So that was a good...
On the agenda.
Because I had to have some stuff downtown, and then it was a nickel.
Yeah. 25 cents.
And then I wanted to pay cash, and they wouldn't take it. They said it had to be a card.
Currently, we've got a document that says 25 cents.
So you hit the nail on the head.
We don't know why.
I guess we got a document saying 25 cents.
We do. We do. And
that's why it's came to question, because it seems unreasonable.
I agree. So I would like, I will make a resolution. Do you want a resolution? It needs to be a resolution. Are we ready to make a resolution?
I mean, I know the number because I just typed these other two.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board is going to charge 5 cents for every record request sheet of paper.
Black and white.
Black and white. Current price was 25 cents, reducing to 5 cents for every black and white copy. If there's no further questions in this matter.
I want a dime for color.
And a dime for color. Thank you.
Cover all your bases.
Right.
So again, to recap, we will have 5 cents for black and white copy for records request and 10 cents for a copy black and white request per page. If there's no further questions on the matter, I would ask for a second.
And I do have one last thing.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, ma'am. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the records?
That's the current one.
That's just,
and it highlights in yellow.
I asked for the paperwork to look at
what it is now.
And that's what it currently is, and then the yellow highlights. So we need to correct that.
Okay.
Okay. So we're.
Well, I seconded it.
Okay. So we're doing roll call. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Mike, I know we have money.
Steve has something.
I do have one final thing.
I was just saying, I was going to say, we don't have it, but I was going to recognize, I knew that you signed up.
I just want to talk about what you just spoke about, but I'm happy to wait.
Okay, no worries.
I'll be quick, Michael.
No.
One thing I'm going to ask of the board, and we had this discussion in the past, and I'm not afraid to bring it out, that it was an executive, but we were talking about benefits that our employees have received, how we handle their injury leave payments, the acknowledgement of the handbook, and the direct deposits that we're going to make a change when we do the payroll change in January. What I'd really like the board to do is afford me and the township residents some support. Every time that I bring something up that we're going to change, I get a lot of pushback. This is not how we've done it in the past. This is not the way we want it done. We want it done the way it was done in the good old days. And we have some issues that we need to address that are benefits to the taxpayer. So what I would like to do is when I'm back, is I would like to call an executive session and I would like to have the department heads there. And if possible, if the board would support that the good old days are gone and we're going to implement these changes, and I've been in contact with our attorney, Sedgwick, who's our third party administrator, two HR directors from other townships to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. And we are correct in implementing these changes. The biggest thing is we're going to be in line with what the auditor of state would like to have, but most important, it's a direct benefit to the taxpayers of the township. So I would be as bold to say, if there's a department head who is going to struggle with these changes, that might be a discussion we have with that person separately. But we cannot, and I reiterate, we cannot operate like this anymore. Just can't. So that's all I have, and any support once I set this exec up would be really, really appreciated.
Mr. Chairman, may I?
Yes.
The way I look at it, Mr. Mazur, is we have given you the authority to run operations day to day.
Day to day operations.
Including disciplinary. And I would say that that's, at this point in time, this board supports you 100%. I can't speak for the whole board, but yeah, I speak for myself that with giving you that authority, that should be enough. But I will go on the record and say I support you 100%.
I think by having this meeting, though, we need to show the support behind our administrator in an executive so that, let's just say, the good old boys understand that there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah. And we're not doing anything drastic. We're doing the right thing.
Right.
And that's why I said, this is not a knee-jerk reaction. When I speak to multiple parties who have knowledge of this, we are not doing anything out of the norm.
And I have spoke. I have
roughed him up pretty good.
I have spoke to.
I won't put up with it while I'm still here. That's for
sure. I have asked questions also to OTA, High Township Association, and also the Franklin County, some other trustees and other townships. Yeah. And what we've been talking about and is right in line with what everyone else is doing. So they're kind of like fiberglassed that we're not.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to move on to speaker cards. We don't have it listed. But before I do, did this get mailed out or emailed to the prior to? Because I thought today's special was.
It, John, to be honest, I send it out, and then somebody else asked me to add something to the agenda.
Gotcha.
And then somebody else asked me to add something to the agenda.
Thank
so,
you, sir.
In all actuality, that probably wasn't finished until yesterday afternoon.
Okay. The only reason that I say that, and I'm saying this on the record, is originally in a business meeting, in our last business meeting, we were going to publicly, we announced that we would be having this special meeting for the ballistics.
Right, right.
And then when I don't think any of these were that big of a deal, but in the future, in any type of thing, unless it's an emergency or something that we need, I like to be cautious of what we bring up above and beyond what we said we were going to have the meeting for, because the public isn't here.
Mm-hmm. So I just say
let's be cautious of that.
The Royale cigar, that is kind of an emergency.
I understand. Yeah, that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with anything here.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I'm just stating
past
for the record.
Practices, like you said, people add it to it. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't, and whoever the chairman is should agree yes or no, because the chairman changes every year. So, and they whoever the chairperson is should know what is going to be on that. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I'm going to move to speaker cards. Sir, do you have something first?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Blevins.
I found it on Facebook yesterday, and that's why I'm here, just so you know. I don't know if that answered your question, John.
Okay.
But the agenda was on there.
I didn't even know that.
All those things were on there.
Okay.
And that's how I found out about this.
Right,
so that's why I'm here. So I'm here because I'm the person that put in the public request.
Okay.
And they called me to tell me that I had a $76 bill.
Wow.
And the problem becomes, gentlemen, is I put in a public request at the end of March, 1st of April, and I paid $5. I paid 5 cents a copy, and 10 cents for color. So from March or April, we have all of a sudden changed, and I would think that would be you three gentlemen's decision to take up the fee to 25 cents. Do you understand? 5 cents and 10 cents is what I paid in April. And then I get told yesterday that the fee has went up to 25 cents. I don't think the fee goes up on its own. I thought you guys decided what the
it
fee
was, but this was actually, if you only paid that in April, that was a bargain, because actually this was actually, the resolution was in when Ari was here as well.
This is different. This is something totally different.
When did we change the rate?
That's what we were trying to figure out yesterday. We don't have an answer for you.
That's on our website.
We were trying to figure it out.
I don't recall us other...
You're not catching my drift, bro. You didn't change it.
Okay. Right. Originally I saw this, and I did catch your drift. However, what I was going to refer to is...
That's a different one. That's about the credit card.
What
stuff.
I saw that was up here for me, and what you're talking about, and when I look at this and I see that it's talking about 25 cents highlighted for me to see, and I look down and I see a date, I am going by what is put in front of me. Now I'm hearing that that's not so, that somehow it just got changed to that.
And my question is, from April, where I paid 5 and 10, how many people have put in requests and paid 25 because we owe them money?
So do we know how many people, or is that an actual...
Well, we could. I mean, we'd have to go back and look in the record request file.
I don't think there's been...
But we don't have a high volume of folks that do the paper request. We occasionally... That's why it's important to have something on... a price on file. Because a lot of times folks ask for electronic. So... I'm not sure knowledge-wise if I've had any paper requests since Mike's reference. But there could be others, because I know with the absence of the fiscal officer that Nicole's been helping some.
Nicole said there's been zero.
Okay.
If we can do our due diligence to see...
Okay, well then answer, the question was answered.
Nicole said
she's
had
none,
okay.
And we've had none.
Zero.
Okay, because what I was going to say is that if we would do a due diligence... the best of our ability to refund or anyone that we knew.
Oh, sure.
That would be our duty to do so. But hearing that there are none, we caught it at a good time.
Yeah, well, I think it's good that it's been brought to the surface. That way it's addressed, and then we move forward. And you guys are informed this way.
Okay, thank you.
So.
Nicole wanted to say something.
Yes.
I just wanted to clarify that. I just looked at the version history of that document, and as far back as it will go is whenever we switched to Microsoft, September, and it states 25 cents. So when I came on, that's the packet, that's the same packet that it was. But no, I haven't ever had to charge anybody for a public record.
Good.
Okay.
I don't remember
it ever coming across this board.
I have charged somebody for a flash drive, but not paper copy.
Yeah. Sure.
$5.
Yes.
$5.
The problem becomes I can't go campaign with the flash drive.
Right.
Paper to hand to people so they can see. Just like the request I got was when Jim Stevens did the roads, and that's what this is. And I got two copies of 27 pages, and I passed the Cheney's wanted a copy, and the people in my block watch wanted a copy, because when I'm telling the people that our roads are fine, they don't believe it until they. So I put in and paid for to get the
record.
Jim's report that he stood up here and gave, that gave the grades for every road.
Right.
And so that I just went back to my records and dug it out. You can't go campaign or talk to people or hold meetings with a flash drive.
No.
And that's why I put in for, and you know, $76. When the young lady called me yesterday and told me, I said, if you've got it produced, I'll pay the $76. That's just ridiculous though.
So let me ask you, how much is it for... If it's an email version, is there a cost for
that? There's no cost for electronic. And that's what 99%...
So then you would be able to just print it off yourself. Would that be
I don't do that, sir.
Okay, no worries. I'll
pay you to do it.
Well, that's...
Or, I mean, I'll pay Nicole, I'll pay...
Right, right. I get your...
I have no problem paying
total responsibility.
But I don't want to pay
No, I understand. I'm just saying a lot of people probably then print it off as many as they want and et cetera. I'm not saying you're doing it the right way, the wrong way, or you should do it this way.
I know. I come off the brave. I'm not off the face about this. Well, I thought it was something that needed to come
Well, I thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, it was. It's something that we do because that's 25 cents a copy. Wow.
Now, what I think may have occurred, and I'm just thinking back historically, is I know this was a topic that Mary tried to visit, like in her office, like trying to figure out the cost. Because we had an older copier at that time, and you try to guesstimate how much it costs for a copy.
Well, this tells you.
And
you
this new it. One, when we get our monthly bill, yeah. It says,
average
you know,
price.
4 cents. For the toner, that's the use of the machine, that's the toner coming out, and that's the cost per a back. Because if you time, they charge us for black and white, and if you hit color, it charges us mm-hmm. for color. So every month, I know how much we're being charged. So before that, gentlemen, we may have not had that data. So I'm just not
right,
sure.
Right. We owned a machine before.
Did yes, and we machine? And Mary might have been trying mm-hmm. to guesstimate, which ultimately, at the end of the day, should have came to you guys anyway.
Right.
So
I think the form, as Nicole's saying, we've just been utilizing a form. But, like, based on our mindset, like you said, a nickel, like, that's kind of where our mind's been for a public record request. But yeah. Then when the form came out, like, we printed out the form, we start reading it, and we're like, what?
Right.
Like, we're all going,
what? I think
what?
It's been a while since somebody has asked like, for a actually, paper request.
Right.
So,
revisiting this.
Yeah.
So, with this copier, normally we owned it, we bought the time. So, we have a company that services it, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that's part of the whole deal, and then we pay the 4 cents.
Yes.
Right, so it's a part of the maintenance agreement okay. as well. That's
they fix it, they charge yeah. it to the paper.
And so
we,
okay. And then, Steve, yeah. we sat down and calculated the cost of the paper, and so now we're down to 5 cents.
Okay.
And, okay. You know, but
with that said, I think we're
all at 5 cents.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So with that being said, it is now 10:27, and we are adjourned.
I seen you look over.
In the retirement route when that audit comes out, that will cost me $1,000.
Jesus, no,
$1,000.
Look at it online.
$1,000.
Right, if he said at least.
Well, yeah.
You better sell a kidney.